Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Well, so Seattle was undefeated entering that game, Pedro. However, they did not leave that game with a perfect record. But the only team in the NFL that did leave Week 7 with an undefeated mark, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the matchup of the undefeateds, the rescheduled game, the narratives, the drama, the two-point conversions, the 12 men on the field, genius moves from Mike Vrabel. It wasn't enough. The Pittsburgh Steelers outlasting the Tennessee Titans 27-24. You mentioned games ending in a tie, how sucky that can feel. Steven Gostkowski had a chance to send this thing to overtime himself, ultimately did not get it done. The Steelers, are they the best team in the AFC, Pete?
I think they are right now. Hard to argue that until you have a team that is able to deal them a loss. I think this is why you love football. This was just as important as a game as Cardinals Seahawks, and it's the same sport, but it was almost a completely different game given Roethlisberger and Tannehill. They're good, but they're big lugs compared to Murray and Wilson. It showed. They're not dynamic runners. They're static. They're unexciting, but they get the job done. It took a long roundabout way to get there, but the Steelers were the better team and looked the part in my mind by the end of it. The Steelers outgained Tennessee 362-292, were better on third down and found offensive success early. The Titans allowed the Steelers to convert their first seven third downs and could not dig out of that hole. We had made this comment about the Titans before on the podcast. They were just winning too many close games. They came into this one having won four of their first five by coming back in the final 2 minutes of regulation or overtime, which is fine until you run into a good team. And you mentioned it, and this is always a tough thing for me to swallow. A former come up of the week winner fell back down. Steven Gostkowski missed from 45 with 14 seconds to go after making from 51 earlier in the game. So unfortunately, the fall down of the week goes to the ghostest with the mostest, or perhaps the leastest. There was a sub-goat here, though. The loss was partly Tannehill's fault because he had intentional grounding with like a minute left. And that set Gostkowski back. In your psyche of being a kicker, you're on the sidelines. You're like, I can make it from that. And all of a sudden, you get 10 yards and a down added to that. It did not lead to good mojo for the Titans.
I think that a lot of people are going to be quick to, especially given what has happened to them over the last month or so, poo-poo the Titans. See, told you they weren't an elite team. Tannehill's not an elite quarterback, whatever the case may be. This game, I think, played out the way it should have. Like, this game played out with both teams being the best versions of themselves, which is ultimately what you want to see. I think the Steelers are just a little bit better. I think Mike Tomlin's a little bit of a better coach. Well, that's maybe too incremental. I think he's a better coach than Mike Vrabel, and that's no disrespect to Coach Vrabel, but this was fun, and this it had the look. I mean, it had like the overcast kind of just perfect
this
look.
This is exactly what you want for these two teams.
Right. It was a great game. Unfortunate, you know, you never want to see it end in a missed field goal. You want the drama of a make. But I have a feeling we'll see this matchup again, or an intense matchup just like this. These are without question two of the four best teams in the AFC. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
With Kansas City and Baltimore, Buffalo has certainly shown signs of regression. We'll touch on that later. I feel like we didn't respect what the Steelers did last season enough. I know that Mike Tomlin was kind of chattered about it for Coach of the Year and stuff, but that defense is so good. Nobody had really been able to limit or inhibit Tennessee at all, and they did, and I think they deserve a lot of credit. I do think they're the best team in the AFC at the moment, but that does change week to week.
Other points from this game: Deontay Johnson, a little bit of a coming out party with a 2-touchdown game.
No come up of the week, though.
No. That's Tyler Lockett, a local guy. It was good to see Juju Smith-Schuster again with 9 catches for 85 yards. I feel like we haven't seen a ton from Juju this year. TJ Watt had 3 tackles for loss. Only the Watt brothers tackle for loss, it seems to me. You saw the difference in the Titans offense when they were getting the ball into the hands of Derrick Henry. I think they waited too long to get him involved. I understand that they were down early, but that's the key to your offense. If you can have Derrick Henry cooking, then that makes things easier for Ryan Tannehill, and it just seems like they got him involved too late. You saw the difference in the second half as they came back. A.J. Brown, when he's healthy, so good. 153 yards and a touchdown this game. Corey Davis also had a touchdown. My final note from this game, RJ: the Steelers are 6-0 for the first time since 1978. Night Fever and Staying Alive by the Bee Gees were the two of the top 5 songs of that year. The Steelers went 7-0 that year before winning the Super Bowl against who?
The Dallas Cowboys in the Orange
Dallas
Bowl.
The Dallas Cowboys, baby.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.